to some of his press conference. He was started off by being asked what the most pleasing aspect of today's game was.
Well, we started really well again, so that's certainly, they're one of the best three starting teams in the AFL if you look at the first few weeks. So, and they would have been prepared for us to so come out and be dominant first quarter was really pleasing. And then just with some of our challenges with two concussions, or really head hits more than anything. The ability to run it out strongly and finish really strongly. So really we dominated general play nearly all day. We just made some sloppy entry decisions or a couple of, well, just trying some things defensively to help us in certain areas, and we just overplayed that, which just made our backs vulnerable on a couple of there where they took, you know, got stood on from behind a little bit. So, but we'll work on that. But I thought dominant midfield performance, plenty of opportunities, and I thought all divisions played their part, you know, but I felt we should have been further ahead. I was just a bit frustrated. Third quarter, we had 16 entries and just slaughtered the ball a bit. And, you know, if you could take away a 50, a free kick off the ball and a slip over, there'd probably be three less goals. So, yeah, it was a strong performance. But, in fairness, that's what we should be doing if we want to head where we want to go against a team that's rebuilding.
Was it the closest to four quarters that
you've
had for the season?
They'll have to go close.
What's the latest on the injuries?
Yeah, no, we're all fine except those couple of head knocks. Obviously, Walters has put his head in the hole and copped a clip. And Pavlic took a mark and took two steps and then copped a hit to the head. So it wasn't ideal. But he's pretty special to us. So it's a. But again, I haven't got the medical, except I felt he couldn't continue. Pavlic, I didn't really discuss with the player. They always want to play and come on. So, but once the doctor said he's not quite right, that's the end of it. Yeah. I think that he's back to his very best of a couple of years ago. His pressure was always there last year. We said we're using him a bit too high, so his hunting territory's changed a bit. He's a little bit deeper, a bit more of a tall role, so that's helped him and the team. It's really pleased for Chris, because he never stopped working, and we never lost faith in Chris, but we just needed to reposition him, and he's playing some pretty good footy for us. Yeah, well, it's really hard to pick up where you left off. Difficult day. Once he started referencing our tools and started to crumb like the last quarter, I thought he was a lot more effective. They're pretty good players, Garland, and Garland was rolling off him a bit and impacting our tools. So once he got his positioning right, I thought he'd become effective late.
Was his pretty much in the best shape it's been in since you've been there? Do you reckon 5 out of 5 coming into it?
Well, I think statistically it's our best start since I've been there, and but the challenges keep coming at you. We know Essendon are a really powerful team. We've got a short break. We've got to get back on the bird and go. And so you just can't. We'll breathe out tonight. We enjoy that performance. It was important to come here and play well. We did that. And certainly, you know, with Crowley, you know, still that voluntary suspension, and Sylvia gone, and Morabito long term, as much as not affecting us now, we just know it's thinned us a bit more than we'd like over the journey of the year. So three incapacitated already off your primary list isn't ideal. So on the surface, it seems we're pretty fit and healthy, but we've got those three that are unlikely, aren't they?
So the crunchy coming, you've got a few more injuries probably.
Well, put us under more pressure than we should be. Yeah. But he's saying that Sheridan was really strong again and Crozier. And so we've got a bit, and Tendai was sub, so we've got a bit building. But we're in decent shape, but we know how quick that can change in a moment. I was at Carlton when they were flying, and there was a game at Optus Oval. They lost three. They lost Ratton with dislocated elbow. Bradley tore his hamstring, and Christo did his quad, and Silvani got knocked out, and you go into a final vulnerable. So it changes pretty quick.
Four handy players there for the Carlton lineup when Ross was down there that went missing in that.